What's up? Wake up and level up, family. Hey, I've been on a lot of travel lately, and we just made an exciting new move in New York City. And I got to tell you, I haven't had time to really record anything fresh for you just yet. So we have over 180 episodes. You haven't heard them all. There's no way. I pulled together some of my favorites for this week, and then I'll be back with some fresh ones. Talk to you soon. What's up, everybody? It's Mario Armstrong. I'm on the road, so if you hear a little bit of noise, it's only because I'm on the train station trying to record this episode. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's do it. So today's episode is all about how to pitch and not be attached. Many of us are pitching a lot of ideas out there, and I'm just seeing a lot of people dealing with a lot of heartbreak, and I want to help you out with this. For example, I just left a meeting not too long ago with Fast Company magazine. Now, I'm a big fan of Fast Company and the work that they've done, and I've always admired their brand and the content that they consistently create. And I met with them recently to see about the possibilities with the Never Settle show, and the meeting was more of like this fact-finding mission. And everything was fantastic about the meeting. I was pitching them on the possibilities of us working together, what our show was about, how we thought it could bring some value to Fast Company, and how they could bring some value to us. And when you do your homework and you find a potential partner or a brand or someone that you're hoping to work with because it seems like a really great fit, you have to always keep in mind that it may not be great just because you saw it that way. You know what I mean? Like maybe on their end, the timing is off. Or maybe they just had an internal meeting about a shift that they might make. Maybe it involves more than the effort that everyone is willing to put into it or available to put into it. The point I'm making is I don't know if a partnership with them will actually happen or not. And that's fine. None of us can predict the future. I can only control how many people I pitch to and how many meetings I can create, but I can't control who actually becomes a partner or not. The reason I'm sharing this is because I see a lot of heartbreak from people that just spend a lot of time. So many of you are researching, or in many cases, you're dreaming about the deals that you hope will work out. And then what's worse is that you get attached to that particular deal in your mind. You start becoming fixated on the hope that that deal will work out. The message is that you are not in the business of hoping. The only way to ensure a deal happening is that you get out there and pitch more potential deals. And the best way to do that is to not be too attached to any one particular outcome. Now go out there and make your day happen without attachment. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.